I'm Sterling Fox, joined on the line by David Clement. Mr. Clement is the North American Affairs Manager with the Consumer Choice Center in Toronto, and he's here to talk to us about some polling they've done with the help of the Nanos Group on, among other things, home sharing services like Airbnb. David Clement, good morning and welcome to Roundhouse.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure, David, and we appreciate your time. Talk to us about, apparently we like Airbnb and other such home sharing services to the point where a majority of us oppose the idea of banning them outright, but that also doesn't take away the fact that we appreciate some regulations surrounding this. Can you flesh this out for us and get behind some of the poll questions?
Yeah, sure. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to gauge Canadians' perspective on a variety of consumer choice-related issues. So whether that's what happens when cannabis is legalized, home sharing, Uber and ride sharing, things like that. So we asked Canadians whether they would support or oppose banning home sharing services like Airbnb.
Right.
And what we found is actually, so 60% of Canadians do not support the idea of banning Airbnb. And so what we've done there is we've kind of established a good base of people who appreciate the increased options that a service like Airbnb offers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's established that for a lot of people, because I mean, I can tell you right now, there certainly isn't 60% of the country using Airbnb. There's a good segment of the population who might not use the service, but don't want to stop other people from using it.
Just as a random side question, what percentage, if you're able to put your finger on it, David, what percentage of us actually do at this point use Airbnb type services?
That's a good question. So I don't have up-to-date data on the percentage of Canadians who do use Airbnb, but it would be exponentially smaller than the proportion of people who support Airbnb or who don't want to ban it.
Okay, fair enough. So, but the majority of us at least like the idea.
Correct. Yes. They like the idea. They don't like the idea of banning it. And what's interesting with banning it is, so like I said, it's established that nice base level of people who like the increased options, the market choice in terms of accommodation. But it also highlights the need now to have conversations on what the appropriate level of regulation is, because we have a lot of municipalities and cities who have gone so far as to pass legislation that is a de facto ban just by virtue of the amount of restrictions and paperwork that they apply to it.
Right. It's not a ban, but the dancing you have to do, you're exhausted by the time your turn comes up, and I suppose you might get it, but it's almost not worth the effort, right?
Exactly. When they put a mountain of paperwork and licensing and fees and all of these other security measures, which for the most part are already included in the platform of Airbnb itself, it pushes a lot of people away from renting out, let's say, additional rooms or other homes or cottages and things like that they might otherwise want to allow others to stay there.
Once you got into that, because I know the poll covered a lot of other questions in addition to this home sharing services, were you able to talk to or in the polling question? And I know Nick Nanos and his people helped you out with the execution of the polling. But what else were you able to find out, if anything at all, David, in terms of attitudes towards Airbnb? And I want to talk about ride sharing, perhaps in the same breath, because we like Uber almost as much as we like Airbnb, right?
Actually, just slightly more. The proportion of Canadians who oppose banning ride-sharing services like Uber is just actually slightly higher than Airbnb. So there's a significant proportion of the population who, again, they like the increased options. They like more affordability when it comes to these ride-sharing platforms when you compare them to the traditional taxi market and things like that. So overall, attitude-wise, We see that Canadians are growing wary of government intrusion into the marketplace.
Right.
So whether that's things like ride sharing, home sharing, the Como case, which is the Supreme Court case on whether or not you can transport alcohol across provincial boundaries, things like that. So Canadians are largely in favor of consumer choice. But I think the most interesting finding we have is that on almost every question, the younger the respondent, the more in favor of consumer choice they are. And so if you look at something like Airbnb, the proportion of young respondents is actually just under 70% opposed banning home sharing. So you actually see large droves of support for consumer choice from the younger demographics, which I think is quite promising.
Now, this is an aside question because we've already dealt with this in British Columbia years ago, but you're in Toronto and I'm from Ontario originally, and I know they still struggle this because they have at this point still the ironclad union monopoly on the sale of alcohol and spirits. And here in BC, we have both. You got your government stores and you got your private stores. In Alberta, there are no government stores anymore at all. In Ontario, there are only government stores. You asked Ontario consumers about the notion of going to private as an option. And what did they say?
They said that they support private retail for selling alcohol. So we actually asked two questions. We first asked whether or not, so for those who don't know, the LCBO, which is the liquor monopoly in Ontario, was going to go on strike right before the Canada Day long
weekend. That's right, yeah.
They were going to really hit consumers where it hurts. So we asked the residents of Ontario, would you support the private sale of liquor and alcohol during the strike? And they overwhelmingly said yes. And then when we asked them, what is more important to you, having the government kind of control and have a monopoly or having more private access to alcohol retail, respondents, a majority of respondents, 54% of respondents said that they would support and it is more important to them to prioritize private retail over the government monopoly. So we're seeing some real change in attitudes and people becoming increasingly irritated with the LCBO model.
And of course, recognizing the fact that it exists in many other Canadian provinces, why are we stuck with this antique model? One other very quick item in your poll, and I appreciate your bouncing around with me on this, David. But
no problem.
In states where marijuana is recreationally legal for sale, it is still prohibited to consume marijuana in public. You asked Canadians about that once it becomes legal here in this country, presumably next summer. What were our attitudes with respect to consuming it in public, in lounges or clubs or on the street? And what did they tell you, David?
So we actually found that more respondents are in favor of lounges than against them, which I think is really promising because, I mean, whether you're for legalization or against it, one of the growing concerns that we've seen is people worried about people smoking in public.
Yes.
And what I mean, public settings and irritating or disturbing other people. And so attitudes were very much open to lounges. And I think that really stems from the realization that when you have access to these designated lounges where people can consume cannabis, they're not in the street or at the bus stop smoking or consuming cannabis and irritating other people.
Right.
They just go to the lounge and enjoy the product there. In the same way that, for the most part, bars, clubs, et cetera, keep people from drinking alcohol en masse on the street.
Absolutely.
But why? Because they just go to a bar where they can do so legally. So it was great to see attitudes and openness to that, where you actually had more people support the idea of lounges than oppose them. So I'm hoping that when provincial bodies kind of roll out the access regulations, that they do embrace that consumer-friendly approach to how we're going to embrace legalization and deal with that transition.
Absolutely. David Clement, I really appreciate your time this morning. You really did bounce around with a lot of interesting questions in the middle of the summer of 17. I'm looking at your findings on the nanosresearch.com site. Can you direct our listeners to anywhere else? Do you have a consumer choice website that you'd prefer we went to? Because this is fascinating stuff and people will want to know more.
Yeah, absolutely. At consumerchoicecenter.org. That is where you can find the information in terms of the poll. It's readily available there. You can run through the list of questions that we asked in terms of whether that be ride sharing, home sharing, tobacco regulation, supply management for dairy. alcohol transportation and purchase. We covered a variety of consumer choice-related issues, and the findings are quite interesting. So if anyone is interested, I definitely encourage them to have a look and dig into the numbers and see what Canadians think about all of these different topics.
Absolutely right. ConsumerChoice.org, right, David?
ConsumerChoiceCenter.org.
All one word. ConsumerChoiceCenter.org. David Clement is the North American Affairs Manager with the Consumer Choice Center, joining us from Toronto this morning. Great to speak to you, David. We must do this again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show.
A pleasure indeed. He'll never let go.